We have a late report from Edwin Smith. The students now say they intend to put all 50 Americans on trial.
The Muslim militants holding the U.S. Embassy say all 50 Americans they are holding hostage will be put on trial, with no exceptions. A spokesman for the students tried to clear up some of the confusion surrounding the status of the hostages, and once again he clearly undercut his country's foreign minister, Sadiq Zadeh, who had said earlier in the day that those hostages who were simply employees of the embassy and not spies could be turned loose. The militant spokesman said all 50 will go before an Islamic Revolutionary Court, to which observers from around the world will be admitted. We do not know, the spokesman said, what the outcome of their trials will be.
Tonight in Iran, it is now 10:30 p.m. there, millions of Iranians followed the orders of the Khomeini, went to their rooftops, and chanted, God is great, down with Carter, and death to America. The chanting went on for 15 minutes. It could be heard all over the city. The Shah is still in Texas. An excerpt from his memoirs is in London, published today. In it, the Shah claims the United States contributed to his downfall by sending an Air Force general to Iran last January, urging the military of Iran to stay out of the battle for power. A nephew of the Shah was shot to death today in Paris. Relatives of the hostages met with State Department officials in Washington. They asked Americans to flood the Iranian embassy there with letters demanding the release of the hostages. Coast Guard rescuers are fighting 50-foot seas and howling winds 240 miles southeast of Cape Cod, looking for survivors from a 50-foot sailboat which sank early today. The crew consisted of four women. The boat radioed a merchant ship nearby. One woman was injured. That's the last that was heard from the sailboat. KNPC News Time, 11:02:35.
California Christmas will find you.
At Montgomery Ward, naturally.
The Montgomery Ward's California Christmas sale through Saturday with outstanding savings off the regular price.
Let's start off with men's flannel weight pajamas in solids or prints for $6.99, $4 off.
Montgomery Ward's velour dresses for women and juniors in soft, rich colors for only $27.99. They're perfect for holiday dress-ups.
Polaroid's one-step camera for $29.97. Projectors, calculators, decorator telephones.
And Ward's has the most adorable dresses for size 1 to 6X girls at a $4 saving. And three-piece suits for little boys are $6 off.
Silhouette luggage by Samsonite at a $15 to $26 saving.
Montgomery Ward has gorgeous jewelry, diamond and gemstone earrings, pendants, and dinner rings at a 20% saving.
And Ward's 14-karat gold jewelry, Ward's entire stock, 33% off. Chains, bracelets, earrings, amulets, it's all there, and you can charge it every weeknight till 9:30 through Saturday.
At Montgomery Ward, have a lovely California Christmas with us.
The unemployment rate in November declined 0.2% nationally, 0.7% locally to 4.6% here, well below the national rate. More banks are lowering their prime rate. The trend began with Citibank of New York and spread west. Two locals, Union and United California, dropped the interest they charge best customers from 15.5% to 15.25%. A big day for Trekkies in Hollywood. The film version of Star Trek, which took years to make, cost $42 million, opened at Mann's Chinese Theater. KNPC News Director Paul Fredericks talked to some of the crowd waiting in line and asked why.
Star Trek was a part of my growing up. I was in junior high and high school when it was airing on television. And for me, even if this film isn't a success, it'll be like a return to some old friends for old time's sake, at least for a couple of hours.
Another Scientologist is going to prison. A federal judge in Washington gave Mitchell Herman of Los Angeles a 4-year term for conspiracy, a sterner penalty, said the judge, than he originally intended, because Herman said he misrepresented himself to a state agency to get information. Three more members of the Church of Scientology are due for sentencing today. Five were sentenced yesterday. KMPC Sports reports in baseball. Detroit traded third baseman Aurelio Rodriguez to San Diego for a player to be named later. Rodriguez, a 12-year veteran, must still approve the deal. Pro basketball, the Lakers host San Diego. College basketball, USC plays Seattle in the opening round of the Fiesta tournament in Arizona. The Bruins host Santa Clara tomorrow. KMPC AeroWatch weather forecast, sunny with a high in the low 80s. It's 83 in Hollywood. That's KMPC News. This is Steinbrink, and now here's Jeffrey.
Hi, Jeff Edwards on KMPC.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like the singing bird in the croaking toad, I've got a name, without a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here.
Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like a whippoorwill and the baby's cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, me by.
I've got a name. Jim Croce on KMPC on the Jeff Edwards Show. Some people, the phone lines are full here, and I thank, you know, I think I thank you for that. Unless there's some people saying, get out of there! And we're getting calls down to the office. I'm not taking phone calls on the air because I presume that you want to say goodbye, and I like that, and I'd like to say goodbye personally, too, but it didn't go make much good listening, and that is my first job here to make, do a radio show. And, you know, the management of KMPC is going to, they're going to say, come on, will you get that guy off the air, and let's get on with our lives, and I understand that. So I don't want to do that part of the thing. I'll be out at the restaurant tonight and tomorrow night to say goodbye personally if you want to come by, and we can do it that way, or around.
Stop that guy. Is he on the air?
Yeah, right. See that?
Hi, this is Bob, California Federal Savings Hope. As I've told you many times, California Federal wants you to get the most for your money in a wide variety of helpful services. Here's an example.
Now, lock up high interest, short or long term. In 6 months, earn an annual rate over 11% in a $10,000 Treasury bill account. Or for 4 years, get over 10.5% a year with an investment certificate. That's the yield on a 9.85% annual rate when all savings and interest stay a year. Substantial penalties for early withdrawals. Interest not compounded on T-bill accounts.
So remember, when you hear California Federal Savings say they want you to get the most for your money, take my word for it, they mean it.
You're better off in California. California Federal Savings.
Well, I have a poem. I tell you what we'll do, too. After the poem, let's do the garbage tape, okay? Bob, yes, I have a poem. No, come on now. It's a good poem, except for one line. It's a terrific poem. 'Tis the season to be shopping for that perfect Christmas present. For under tree or Christmas stocking, Knott's can make your shopping pleasant. Jams and jellies, cheese and meats, candies, nuts, and fresh fruit treats. Gift packs, 100 different kinds, stacked in stacks and lined in lines. Or shop by mail, just one call will speed along their catalog. All that quality and tradition helps you make the right decision. Knott's Berry Farm has perfect gift packs and none of those after-Christmas give-backs. Finally, shop at Knott's because the kids can come see Santa Claus. Now, we've been playing a couple of phone calls back that I made earlier here at KMPC. And Bob Steinbrink, what are you doing?
Well, I came to say see you around, Jack.
No, Jeff.
I hope.
It's Jeff.
No, I, like everybody else, I hate to see you go.
Hey, thank you, man.
You're a pleasure to work with. And it struck me when you began your show this morning, after all these years of talking, what will you do?
I know. That's
come out with about 35 seconds of sense every week. But it occurred to me that one of the pleasures of listening to you talk on the radio is that you almost always say something.
Hey, thank you, man.
We'll miss that.
You know, it's funny. I don't know whether you all know it or not, but Bob Steinbrink and I go back a long ways together. There was a time when we were on opposite each other, and this is not my first departure that you've been a part of.
Your other one I rejoiced in, as a matter of fact, because I was working for KPRO in Riverside, and you were at KFI at
right.
the time. And you were the only real competition I had out there, but you were tough. And I'll never forget, I was a guest at the Downtown Rotary Club one day. And I said, sure, I'd love to come, you know, and just to have lunch and mm-hmm. sit there and listen. And who do you suppose the speaker was? And he was so damn funny, I hated him.
Well, Bob, I've enjoyed it, man. You are a super newsman. You really are. And again, you are a man who says things, too, and... that's in any day, but particularly in these days, sometimes that takes more guts than a lot of people know about. Yeah. So take care, babe. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Bob Steinbrink. Where was I before he interrupted me with sop again? Hate sop. Oh, the garbage call. See, it all fits in, doesn't it? We're doing these calls that I used to make when we could do that, according to the FCC. In New York, they had a garbage strike. And garbage was piled up all over the city, so much so they had set up an office called Central Complaint for health problems and everything else. And I thought, what would happen if somebody wanted garbage?
Central Complaint, may I help you, please?
Yes, Central Complaint. Boy, am I glad I got you. I've been trying for an hour. I want to talk to you about my garbage problem. Mm-hmm. I don't have any garbage. And everybody on my block has, you know, garbage out in front piling up.
Yes.
And they're looking at me like I'm a strike breaker or something. Is there any way I can get some garbage?
Is there any way you can get some garbage?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's really terrible. I mean, I know it's...
It's funny, but we never had a complaint like this.
Well, I know it...
You're asking for garbage.
Yeah, I know it sounds funny, you know, because most people don't want garbage, but I eat out, see?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have any...
What are you, a landlord or something?
A what?
What are you, a landlord or you, what?
A Mennonoid?
No, I'm asking you, what, are you a landlord?
Oh, a landlord?
Yes.
No, I just live here, you know, in this place.
Uh-huh.
But there's no, I don't have any garbage, and the people are really getting nasty around. The guy in the building next door works for the sanitation department, you know, he's on strike.
Uh-huh.
And he thinks that I'm carrying my garbage away against the strike, you see. And is there any way somebody in the city could drop off a couple of cardboard boxes and maybe a grapefruit rind or something?
Hold on 1 minute, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any place to tell you. I'll see if my supervisor can tell you anything.
Yeah, you don't know of any place you can buy garbage or rent it or anything, do you?
A place you can buy or rent garbage?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Hold on. Speak to the supervisor.
Oh, okay. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes. I know this sounds ridiculous, but you see, I live in a building and I don't have any garbage. and there's garbage.
Wait a minute, sir, are you still talking to the same one? I'm waiting for my supervisor. She's on another phone now.
Oh, but hey, listen. You don't know if the guy on the other phone is complaining about garbage, do you? Maybe we could make a deal between us. I could take some of his.
Oh, what? Hold on a minute.
Oh.
I'll see.
All right, good. Hello? Hello? This is the way they take care of their complaints. You die of old age before they have to do anything.
Hello?
Hello?
So what bar are you in?
Yes, I know this sounds ridiculous,
no,
but...
No, what bar are you? Are you in Brooklyn?
What bar am I in? Honestly, I'm not in a bar. Oh, Burrow.
Yeah.
Yes, no, I'm not in Brooklyn. Why?
He's not in Brooklyn.
Is the other guy in Brooklyn?
No, this is another girl that's worked here. She's going to tell you where to pick some garbage up there.
Oh, well, listen, I'll go to Brooklyn. I don't mind. It's really embarrassing for me. Let me speak to her. I'll pick up whatever garbage is around.
Okay, here she is. She's coming now.
Thank you.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
You really want this?
Yeah, I know this sounds ridiculous, but...
Yeah, it does.
You know the story. Everybody in the block has garbage in front of their house but me. And the guy next to me works for the sanitation department, and he thinks that I'm a strike breaker because I don't have any garbage. And I try to tell him I eat out, you know, but he doesn't believe me. So do you know where I could get some garbage?
Well, we have a plenty in front of our hall.
You have what?
A plenty of it in front of our hall.
Plenty of garbage in front of your house?
Yes, indeed.
How much would you charge me for it?
Charge you for it?
Mm-hmm.
To get the smell away from my house, I'm going to charge you?
Well, I'll pay whatever you want me to.
Sir.
Yeah.
You could go at 1444 Bedford.
1444 Bedford.
Yes. Uh-huh. There's garbage on both sides of 1444. It's 1446 and 1444.
And I can just take it?
Why not?
Oh, well, that's fine. Now, we have your name. I want authorization to take the garbage, you know, in case somebody stops me and says, hey, you're stealing their garbage.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
You would actually, he wants to go all the way to Brooklyn?
Well, it's not too far for me. I have a delivery route anyway, so I can just pick it up and put it in the back of my...
Just go there and pick it up. It's right in front of the house.
Okay, 1444 Bedford.
On the corner of Park Place.
Now, is there anything special you want me to take? And you know, any of the stuff you want me to leave, or...
No, it's just garbage. It's garbage sitting out in front of our building.
I can take any of it, huh?
Yeah, any of it. Any of the garbage you want.
And no one's going to get mad at me if I take...
No, just tell them that the tenants live in the building and you call up to this department. And some of the girls work there that live in that building.
Uh-huh.
And tell them why you wanted the garbage and that's all. Just take it.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Do you want me to leave any of it for you? So, because you could get in the same problem I'm in. I better leave some of it.
You couldn't hardly take all that garbage that's out there anyway.
Okay, well, I'll leave you some. Anyhow.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
So but you notice she wouldn't give me her name because she didn't want to authorize it in case somebody asks. Okay. It's 19 minutes past 11 at KMPC and the Jeff Edwards Show.
For holiday gift ideas, there's no place like Sears, where America shops for gifts of value. For the youngster, it's Sears BMX 20-inch youth track bike, great for off-road competition at a great sale price, only $79.99. You save $20 and save $30 on Sears Free Spirit 27-inch men's or women's 10-speed racing bike with Shimano Positron derailleur gears, each just $109.99. Racing bike assembly is available. Bike sale ends this Saturday. Give the woman on your gift list a Sears 14-speed blender, now only $22.99, a saving of over $13 off the regular separate price. Comes in gold, avocado, or almond, and includes two extra jars, and it's just $22.99. You save over $13. And for the craftsman, Sears offers Christmas savings of $30 to $48 on four portable Craftsman electric tools. The Craftsman 1/2-inch variable speed drill, a saber saw, circular saw with case, or router with case. And they're all gift priced now at just $49.99 each. Tool sale ends December 15th at Sears stores in Los Angeles and Orange County.
Okay, we'll run down these temperatures really fast. It's worth it. It's a nice day. 78 degrees in Alhambra. In Inglewood, it's 77. Van Nuys, 78. Bellflower, 75. Garden Grove, 77. Reseda, 81. San Diego, 73. Currently, 81 degrees at KMPC, and the humidity right now, 19%.
Are you a member of a choir? If you're a member of a club, church, or school choir, your group could become the KMPC Choraleers. Starting soon, we'll be inviting choirs in the Southland to sing Christmas music at the Marketplace in Long Beach. We'll be recording those choirs and playing many of them back on the air. Then on December 24th, our board of music experts will judge the top three, and they'll be awarded prizes. Third place will be $100 in cash and a trophy. Second place, $250 and a trophy. And the first place choir will receive $500 in cash and our first place trophy. So if you're a member of a non-professional choir, call now for entry information. You may win a trophy, cash, and be heard on KMPC. Phone KMPC now at 460-5672 and ask for Santa's Helper. That's 460-5672. And be sure to ask for Santa's Helper. And Merry Christmas from KMPC.
But I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Hugging and kissing. Ooh, what I've been missing. Love a man. dry my tears and whisper sweet little things in my ear. Oh, what I've been missing, love of man, where can
That's Maria Muldoon on KMPC and the Jeff Edwards Show, Lover Man. I got a present from a guy named Dick Santer. And Dick sent me something that I'm going to put in my office over at Warner Brothers. He talks about sitting with drummer Stan Levy and talking with Stan Kenton, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Dick sent me a picture of Stan Kenton down in Disneyland in May of 1975. Stan was a particular hero of mine, and I thank you, Dick, for that. It's a great picture. I know that parting with it is something for you to do, and keeping it is something for me to do, and thank you very much. 26 and a half past 11.
You're doing your share, you're showing that you care, you're doing your share at Ralph's, we're doing ours.
Doing our share means bringing you another way to save. Ralph's exclusive plain wrap products with value where it counts, in the product, not the package. You'll find the very items you use most, like paper towels, hot dogs, canned fruit, detergent. No frills, but you save up to 30% compared to national brands. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Now Ralph's gives you three ways to save: national brands, Ralph's brand, and plain wrap.
You're doing your share at Ralph's. We're doing ours.
For double savings, look for the double value coupons in Ralph's big newspaper ad that make a manufacturer's 25-cent coupon worth 50 cents, a 50-cent coupon worth a buck when you buy the item at Ralph's. Offer effective through Wednesday, December 12th. We have not yet been able to get a hold of Bill E. Carter.
One of the season's most traditional and best-read stories can be yours free from McDonald's. It's Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, and this book, valued at 95 cents, is yours free with the purchase of a $5 book of McDonald's gift certificates. Your family will read this timeless classic again and again as Ebenezer Scrooge comes face-to-face with the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. And this adaptation of Dickens' classic makes perfect holiday gifts for every tiny and not-so-tiny Tim on your list. A Christmas Carol, free while supplies last at participating McDonald's.
KMPC. Traveling twice
twice the speed of sound. It's easy to get burned.
Oh, I just saw him before I go. That's Crosby, Stills, and Nash and KMPC on the Jeff Edwards Show. It's 11:30 at KMPC Los Angeles.
Pontiac Sunbird. We call it your best economy car buy. We'll tell you why. You get 22 miles per gallon city, 33 highway. That's economy. In fact, Pontiac Sunbird MPG is better than 46 other economy cars. Pontiac's gutsy four-cylinder automatic transmission Sunbird gives you more miles per gallon than Toyota Corona, Datsun A10, Toyota Celica. Pontiac Sunbird tops Ford Mustang, Pinto, and Mercury Capri. Sunbird, 22 miles per gallon city, 33 highway. Better than 46 economy cars based on most current EPA estimates. Use these estimates for comparison. Your mileage may vary. Don't get stuck with a boring, boxy little import that can cost you more. Drive a sleek, swift, beautifully styled Sunbird. It includes a lot of extras as standard equipment and can cost you less. Pontiac Sunbird. We've told you why we call it your best economy car buy. We're your Southern California Pontiac dealers. Come test drive a Pontiac Sunbird. Then make your best economy car deal.
Boop, 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 the weather, KMPC AirWatch weather, sunny and 82 degrees at the Civic Center today for the weekend. 78 degrees predicted for tomorrow. Maybe some early morning coastal fog, maybe not, but it's just a beautiful day. It's 11:32 at KMPC Los Angeles. It's 80 degrees.
And now it's time again for Del Monte Pineapple Week. So to the entire listening audience, a great big juicy musical greeting from the sun-soaked shores of Del Monte Pineapple Land. Let's welcome the pineapple heirs.
Ah, ooh, taste the pineapple, Del Monte juicy pineapple. Ah, taste the natural Del Monte juicy pineapple. Crushed or sliced, or chunks of juicy pineapple. 15 ounces in a special case.
Juicy, juicy, juicy!
Del Monte Pineapple Week. Del Monte Pineapple Week.
Oh, the bouncing pineapple!
Del Monte Pineapple Week. 50 ounces in a special case.
Look for versatile Del Monte juice-packed pineapple in your favorite supermarket this week, 27 minutes before noon at KMPC. This is Kenny Loggins on KMPC.
In my life, I've been wondering why. Still, somehow, I believe we'd always survive. Now, I'm not so sure you're waiting to hear one good reason to try. What's left to provide? You think that maybe it's over, only if you want it to. Are you gonna wait for a sign, your miracle? Stand up and fight. This is it.
You said
I'm just looking at some here. I can't believe it. That's Kenny Loggins, and this is it. There's a store. It's a Wallach's clothing store in New York, and I guess they have a chain of these stores. They are selling a $2,000 silk tie with a 14-karat gold and diamond pin. He calls it the perfect accessory to a complete wardrobe. A $2,000 silk, and it's silk and velvet, the tie is. They've only been on sale since Tuesday. They haven't sold any yet. She said they had a woman in there, said that she liked the tie but didn't like the diamond. She said, well, you can't please everybody. You know, man. You know. If I bought one of those, you know that I'd had gravy on it in about 2 minutes. I mean, like, who would do that to themselves? Here's a sporting proposition from Standard Shoe Stores. Buy your athletic shoes in December and save an extra 20%. It's a one-month sale just in time for Christmas. Choose from Standard Shoe Stores' entire $1.5 million inventory of tennis shoes, jogging shoes, basketball shoes, boating shoes, training shoes, soccer shoes, racquetball shoes, cross-country shoes, all reduced 20% from Standard Shoe Stores' previously cut prices. Examples, $22.95 shoes, regularly $18 at Standard, cut to $14.40. $16.95 shoes, regularly $13.50 at Standard, cut to $10.80. And $10.95 shoes, regularly $8 at Standard, cut to $6.40. Special December sale at the 8 great Standard shoe stores, Long Beach, Costa Mesa, Inglewood, Pasadena, Anaheim, Encino, North Hollywood, and Los Angeles at Wilshire and Fairfax. They're open 7 days and 5 evenings, plus Saturday evenings until Christmas. Master charge, Visa accepted. And if you need the exercise, you can count out the cash, I suppose. They're not going to stop you from doing that. It's 80 degrees right now at KMPC on the Jeff Edwards Show. 22 minutes before noon, Bob Steinbrink asked me if I would do something, and I said that I would. Some time ago, after, it was this past June, I think, I went to a graduation, a high school graduation, and talked about it on the air and some of the things that I took umbrage to. And an educator sent me this, I guess you could call it a poem, because it's written in kind of poetic style, but it doesn't rhyme. And I read it on the air, and I got a lot of response to it, and I thought maybe I'd read it again just before I go, because it kind of symbolizes some of the feelings that I have deep inside me. And on this last day, I want to get rid of those feelings. I don't want them hanging around in my house. Get the new Rival Crock-Pot, number 3154, at Trustworthy Hardware Stores. 4-quart size with easy clean stoneware bowl, removable for serving. Usually $29.99, now only $18.88 at Yucaipa Hardware, 34789 Yucaipa Boulevard in Yucaipa, and Woodward's Hardware, 2343 North Tustin Avenue in Santa Ana. See their ad in Friday's LA Times. Okay, let me read this to you. You might find it interesting. Let me get this in. Okay. This is called The Little Boy. Once a little boy went to school. He was quite a little boy, and it was quite a big school. But when the little boy found that he could go to his room by walking right in from the door outside, he was happy, and the school didn't seem quite so big anymore. One morning, when the little boy had been in school a while, a teacher said, "Today we're going to make a picture." Good, thought the little boy. Man, he liked to make pictures. He could make all kinds, lions and tigers and chickens and cows and trains and boats. And he took out his box of crayons and he began to draw. But the teacher said, wait, it's not time to begin. And she waited till everybody looked ready. Now, said the teacher, we're going to make flowers. Good, thought the little boy. He liked to make flowers. And he began to make beautiful ones with his pink and orange and blue crayons. But the teacher said, wait, and I'll show you how. And it was red with a green stem. There, said the teacher, now you may begin. And the little boy looked at the teacher's flower, and he looked at his own flower, and he liked his flower better than the teacher's, but he didn't say this. He just turned his paper over and made a flower like the teacher's, and it was red with a green stem. On another day, when the little boy had opened the door from the outside all by himself, the teacher said, today we're going to make something with clay. Good, thought the little boy. Man, he liked clay. He could make all kinds of things with clay. Snakes and snowmen and elephants and mice and cars and trucks. And he began to pull and pinch his ball of clay. But the teacher said, wait, it's not time to begin. And she waited till everybody looked ready. Now, said the teacher, we're going to make a dish. Good, thought the little boy. He liked to make dishes. And he began to make some. They were all shapes and sizes. But the teacher said, wait, I'll show you how. And she showed everyone how to make one deep dish. There, said the teacher, now you may begin. Well, the little boy looked at the teacher's dish, and he looked at his own, and he liked his dishes better than the teacher's, but he didn't say this. He just rolled his clay into a big ball again and made a dish like the teacher's, and it was a deep dish. And pretty soon, the little boy learned to wait and to watch and to make things just like the teacher. And pretty soon, he didn't make things of his own anymore. And then it happened that the little boy and his family moved to another house in another city, and the little boy had to go to another school, and this school was even bigger than the other one, and there was no door from the outside into his room. He had to go up some big steps and walk down a long hall to get to his room. And the very first day he was there, the teacher said, "Today, we're going to make a picture." "Good," thought the little boy, and he waited for the teacher to tell him what to do. But the teacher didn't say anything. She just walked around the room, and when she came to the little boy, she said, "Don't you want to make a picture?" "Yes," said the little boy. "What are we going to make?" "I don't know until you make it," said the teacher. "Well, how shall I make it?" asked the little boy. "Why, any way you like," said the teacher. "And any color?" asked the little boy. "Any color," said the teacher. "If everyone made the same picture and used the same colors, how would I know who made what and which was which?" "I don't know," said the little boy. And he began to make a red flower with a green stem.
Only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done.
Kermit the Frog on KMPC on the Jeff Edwards Show.
You're gonna get full flavor and quality today. Yes, Hoppy's got the taste you like everyone you'll say. Hooray for Hoppy, people gotta say. Hooray for Hoppy, hoo hoo hooray.
This holiday season, why not treat your family to a juicy, delicious canned ham from Hoffe? Made with the finest grain-fed Eastern pork, Hoffe canned hams are trimmed lean, then cured with a special blend of seasonings and cooked. So what you get is a truly tender, flavorful ham everyone will love. For special occasions or to have your family and friends think you're something special, serve a Hoffe canned ham and then get ready to sing.
People gotta say, hooray for Hoffe, hooray.
I'm gonna miss you, Pat Boone. Hoffe pork sausage is now specially featured at all Thrifty Mart markets. Yes, I know. It's 82 degrees at KMPC on the Jeff Edwards Show, 82 degrees. And we're still trying to get a hold of Bill E. Carter. I hope we do that, because I don't want to leave him just sitting in Plains, Georgia, at the gas station without anybody ever calling him. The Manhattan Transfer on KMPC.
Way down south, in Birmingham, I mean south, in Alabama's an old place, where people go to dance the night away.
It's a junction where the town folk meet at each function.
Tuxedo Junction, Manhattan Transfer on KMPC.
I'm Lee Knowles, president of Beaulieu Vineyard in the Napa Valley, Rutherford, California. I'm very proud about all three of our Cabernet Sauvignons, each with a different personality. Our Beautour is a blend of Cabernet Sauvignon grapes with 20% Merlot grapes in the style of a classic chateau from Bordeaux. The Merlot grape softens the flavor and adds complexity. Our famous Beaulieu Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon, which we prefer to call Rutherford Cabernet, is made entirely from Cabernet Sauvignon grapes, which make it silky, smooth, rich, and carefully balanced. And for our special Beaulieu Cabernet lovers, there's our Private Reserve. The grapes are picked from our two original Cabernet Sauvignon vineyards, and the wine is made the same way since the introduction in 1936. Let me tell you, when the cork is pulled, oh, it's a celebration. I really believe the more you know about BV wine, the more you'll appreciate it.
It's 83 degrees at KMPC when the cork is pulled. Oh, what else? Oh, JCPenney's having a big sale.
For the gifts they'll remember, it's JCPenney, the Christmas place. With 20% savings on tops and soft fleece for juniors, lush velour for juniors and misses. And save 25% on men's shirts, dress shirts and your choice of solid solids or classic stripes. Or sports shirts and popular prints, subtle stripes, even perfect plaids. Savings of 20% on selected holiday dresses for girls, dress-up suits for boys, and cozy warm sleepwear for every child on your list. This is the Christmas place. This is JCPenney.
Last time I saw him, he sweetly kissed my lips. Last time I saw him, he said, I'll be back for more of this. Last time I saw him, we were crying at the bus. I knew he hated leaving, but he had to set us up. I gave him money, I know I invested well. Mama doesn't trust him, but he loves me, I can tell. Each day the Greyhound arrives at 9 o'clock, but I don't stop my crying till that last man's gotten.
On KMPC. Okay, with the fabulous family dinner holidays coming up soon, you're going to want to stock up on a supply of Mylanta, the great-tasting anti-gas antacid for heartburn, sour stomach, and acid indigestion. Mylanta contains not one, but two powerful antacids that go to work quickly to relieve acid indigestion. Mylanta also contains simethicone, the remarkable ingredient that breaks up the bubbles which trap gas in the stomach, causing painful gas distress. Mylanta comes in your choice of a light, creamy liquid or smooth, chewable tablets, now available in a new flip-top pack for pocket or purse. Mylanta is on special now at all your convenient CAP drugstores strategically located up and down the coast as well as inland. CAP drugstores specialize in professional fast service with a personal touch. Also featuring discount prices on major brand names for total household needs and a huge selection of major brand cosmetics and perfumes. Two CAP drugstores are in the San Gabriel Valley, it's Ruffiner's Lamont Pharmacy in Lamont, and in Orange County is Community Pharmacy in Downey. 5 minutes before noon at KMPC. Next time you're in the mood for something rich, cool, and creamy, try something new and different. Precious ricotta cheese with fruit. It isn't like any ricotta cheese you've had before because Precious has taken the pure, creamy ricotta cheese they've been famous for 30 years and blended it with real strawberries or peaches. It's delicious. And the real surprise is that it's good for you. No artificial flavors, no preservatives, high in protein, low in calories, only 180 per 4-ounce serving. Delicious ricotta with fruit is being featured at your favorite market. Bob Miller, I'm going to say goodbye to you. Been a great 13 years, man. Bob and I were just talking on the intercom. We have shared some intimacies and It's been a heck of a friendship. You and I have spent more time together every day during the week, and probably than with our wives. At least you and your wife, and me and my wife, we're not playing records together, right? So I say goodbye to you, and to say goodbye to you, who've been listening for maybe a long time, maybe a short time. I've picked a guy who did very nice things for me, and a man that I loved, Bobby Darin.
Off comes the makeup. Off comes the clown's disguise. The curtain's fallen. The music softly dies. But I hope you're smiling as you're filing out the door. Cause as they say in this biz, that's all there is. There isn't any more. We've shared a moment, and as the moment ends, I got a funny feeling we're parting now as friends. Your cheers and laughter will linger after. They have torn down these dusty walls. And if I had this to do again, and the evening were new again, I would spend it with you.
This is Jeff Edwards. Stay tuned for the news on KMPC Los Angeles, and thanks for letting me into your life. Goodbye.
This is KMPC Los Angeles.
And best of luck again. This is KMPC News, brought to you by GAF and JCPenney.